Rutgers physician Jeff Carson says lab studies have suggested too much blood could weaken immune defenses and make patients vulnerable to infections or recurrent cancer. On the other hand,
it potentially delivers more oxygen to the heart, and the heart is a very vulnerable organ.
To find the best option, Carson and his colleagues enrolled elderly patients with or at risk for heart disease in a study randomizing the amount of blood they got with a hip surgery.
We flipped a coin, and half the patients got more blood and half the patients got less blood.
Both groups had the same long-term mortality. And since blood has some inherent safety risks, Carson says fewer transfusions make more sense. Some heart patients might benefit from more blood, but that will need a study of its own to test. I'm Jessica McDonald, WHYY News.